just a few years ago, they had the Battle of Little Bighorn again, and Custer lost again. Yeah. Actually, it was part of a movie on the life of the great Oglala Lakota Chief Crazy Horse. My Lakota friend Jerry was asked to be one of Crazy Horse's warriors in the movie. Now, one challenge was riding bareback. They had to do that full speed in the battle scenes, and of course, the big scene was the portrayal of Custer's last stand. Interestingly enough, Jerry can't even find himself in those scenes, because the warriors were going by so fast in a cloud of dust. Someone asked him how many warriors they needed to reenact a battle that involved so many Native Americans. He said, oh, about 80. Hollywood, of course, is all about illusion. So they just had these 80 guys keep charging up to the soldiers, turn their horses sharply, and circle around again and again and again. There weren't nearly as many warriors on the other side as it looked like in the movie. Custer might have wished that the real odds might have been that even. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the mismatch illusion. Yeah, our word for today for the Word of God comes from 2 Kings 6:14. The king of Syria really wants Elisha captured. It says this, he sent an entire army to get the prophet. He sent horses and chariots and a strong force, and at night they surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, he saw the army and horses and chariots that surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. At which point, his eyes were opened, and he can see that unseen army all around him. Look, the opposing forces looked overwhelming. They weren't. Rather than being overwhelming, they were actually overwhelmed, as the story goes on, by the armies of the living God who is protecting the servant of God, which God always does. Based on the forces the servant could see, well, he reacted with anxiety and fear. It looked like a total mismatch. But the mismatch was an illusion, kind of like the movie portrayal of Custer's Last Stand. The attackers looked much stronger than they really were. When you get all the information about who's out there, it doesn't seem nearly as intimidating. Right now, maybe you're in a battle, and it looks like a lopsided mismatch with you almost overwhelmed by the opposition, by the darkness it's attacking, by the responsibilities you have. The tendency, of course, is to retreat, give up, hide, compromise. Maybe you're worried about the bad influences on your son or daughter and what they might become, or about some strong opposition to a work you're trying to do for the Lord, or the financial odds against you. It could be the pressure that's intimidated you into silence where you should be telling him about Jesus. Whatever it is, what stands in the way looks huge, doesn't it? But you need to look again at this battle. This time, look at the forces of Jesus, who are committed to the battle on your behalf. Listen to his promises. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, you probably know the rest, who can be against us? You've been intimidated long enough. You've played defense long enough. You shrunk back in fear long enough and let fear win. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. The enemy isn't nearly as big as he'd like you to believe. You have in you the risen Christ who said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. You have all the power of Jesus' blood and Jesus' name. Sure, the devil keeps circling to make you think you're outnumbered. And you are. But this battle will be decided by the awesome forces of your living God. And listen again, those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
Thanks, Ron. We would love to send you a free copy of the just-released winter issue of Rescue Magazine, produced by Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Rescue Magazine will encourage and challenge you to be a bold rescuer for Jesus, and it's yours free when you contact us at our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a production of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.